All right, back here for lesson number two in the VIP room, China232.com ad. Got another dialogue on our hands.
We definitely do, and we're pretty much ready to jump right in. I think we're going to keep it pretty clean over here in the VIP section because you guys know what it's all about over here. We're going to talk about it afterwards, so it doesn't really matter. And you know the dialogue is just kind of the start of the lesson anyway.
Why are you walking funny?
I must have slept wrong or something. I woke up this morning with an awful pain in my lower back.
You should go see a chiropractor.
I don't believe in them. They aren't even real doctors. They are just the guys who couldn't get into med school. It's all voodoo.
I thought it was all quack science too until I found out firsthand they can be really helpful. My back got totally fixed after just 3 sessions.
Really? Well, I guess I'll try anything at this point. I'm pretty desperate.
All right, so this one's pretty culturally rich, I would say, Ad. It's a lot of stuff you'll see on TV, and I'm not sure about in Europe, but certainly in North America, we make a lot of jokes about this. You'll see them in TV movies. We make jokes about these chiropractors not being real doctors. We're gonna get into this whole cultural bit. The first one is walking funny. We're talking about why are you walking funny? And this expression means if someone gets hurt and they walk in a way that it's kind of unusual. They wouldn't normally walk that way. We often refer to that as walking funny. There's nothing really funny about it, except it just looks stupid.
Right, it might not be funny at all, and you could have been in a car accident or something, and then you'll be walking funny after that.
Yeah, so walking goes with funny, and that's what they're talking about. So they walk funny when they're hurt. And Ad said, here's another good one. He must have slept wrong or something. What does it mean if you sleep wrong?
It just means that you slept in a weird position or you didn't have a good night's sleep for some reason, maybe a bad dream, maybe you were thinking about something, and the next day you just didn't have a good sleep. So that's what happened, you slept wrong.
Yeah, but this doesn't just refer to having a bad sleep. This is sleeping in a way that when you wake up the next day, your body hurts because you were in a weird position. And the idea is a weird position could be obviously from a bad dream. You don't even know why you're in a weird position. Maybe you were drunk. Who knows what you're doing? You just kind of, you slept weird, really.
Right. Something happened that night. You don't even know it happened because you were sleeping, right?
Yeah. So you slept wrong. You wake up. You're walking funny. And I suggest you should go see a chiropractor, which is a kind of medical practitioner who focuses mainly on people's back problem. So if you hurt your back or you're walking funny or whatever, I always hurt my back. I don't know why, but I'm in kind of an idiot in the gym sometimes. Try to lift too much weight and hurt my back. And you got to go to the chiropractor and they adjust your back. They crack it and it sounds painful, but actually I've done this in real life. It really does work.
I've found it to be amazing, actually, as well. They don't have any, I don't think, here. Maybe they do, but they're pretty rare, and I would love to go to one because they feel great when they give you that back cracking, and some people actually refer to chiropractors as a back cracker.
Yeah, and Ad says they aren't even real doctors in the dialogue, and this is kind of the first cultural thing. If you go to medical school, these are people that sometimes are referred to in our society. They're highly respected because it's pretty hard to get into medical school. So these are the real doctors, and we make jokes about people who couldn't get into medical school. They didn't have the grades, are the ones who become chiropractors. Obviously not always true, but certainly sometimes it is true, Ed.
Right. It might not have been your first choice to go to this chiropractic college and you didn't get into med school, but you thought, hey, it was a fallback plan and I'm still going to go somewhere, so I might as well be a chiropractor.
And you can make a lot of cash doing that. They are effective. So whatever. If you hear these jokes about people not being real doctors, it's because they couldn't get into med school. It's a short form for medical school. And as we pointed out, this is considered quite difficult. It's pretty respected by most of society. If you went to med school, you're a real doctor. If you didn't, you're not a real doctor, quote unquote.
Right. And you're talking about being a real MD or a medical doctor. You can be doctors of different subjects. That's not usually how they're referred to as.
Yeah, they make jokes. People with PhDs aren't real doctors, even though they are doctors. So they're not a real medical doctor, which in society does seem to be the most respected one. And that's the one the jokes are made about on TV all the time. If you watch Friends, you'll hear talking like people make jokes. Ross isn't a real doctor.
Right. On sitcoms, you often hear this kind of a thing. I don't know why they always make this kind of a joke. It's not even really that funny, but it comes up time and time again. So we wanted to talk about it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's not funny at all, actually. But you at least understand why the audience in the TV is laughing if you hear about this real doctor stuff. But anyway, next one. Ad says it's all voodoo. And voodoo is this old tradition where you put pins or needles in these fake dolls that are supposed to represent people. And the idea is if you put a pin in someone's heart, in the doll's heart, then the person is supposed to have a pain in real life in the heart. It's unscientific. It makes no sense. So if you refer to something as voodoo, you're saying it's very unscientific and it doesn't work. It's completely stupid.
Yeah, I don't think putting a pin in something that's not the person is really going to affect them that much. But maybe I don't know what I'm talking about. That's just what I feel at this point.
It actually can work, and it used to, if the other person believes that voodoo will work. It's kind of like if someone tells you you've got a terrible disease, you're going to probably feel it. And then they go, oops, I was just kidding, or I read the wrong sheet. I was talking about another patient. Then you go, whoa, okay, I feel better. So that's kind of how voodoo worked based on your beliefs. But anyway, if you say it's all voodoo, it means it's all a bunch of garbage.
Right, unless you believe in it. So just don't believe in it, then you're okay, I guess.
Yeah.
And the last one we have here is quack science. Similar to voodoo, just means something very unscientific, something not respected within the scientific community.
Yeah, so quack science is a bigger term. Voodoo is a particular type of quack science. It's not really science is the idea. It's for a bunch of idiots, really, is the idea of this quack science. No one would admit they believe in quack science. It just means fake science. It's not even real.
Right, that's the point. If they believe in something, they're not going to say it's quack science because they believe it's a real science then.
Right, so there's arguments what is and what isn't quack science. Is being a chiropractor quack science? I don't think so, but...
Or some people think astrology is a quack science. Some people think it isn't a quack science. The same idea. The sun, the moon, does it have an effect? When your birthday was, does that mean anything? I don't think so, personally, but that's my opinion, I suppose.
I think it's a quack science. Everyone's got their opinion. Love to hear your comments on the website. You know what it is, www.china232.com.